We're going to hear more now from some of Father Robinson's supporters. They spoke with Day to Day's Karen Grigsby Bates. Karen, who have you talked with and what did they say?
Alex, I talked with Father Lee Walker, who's a gay Los Angeles Episcopal priest, and the Reverend Susan Russell, who is executive director of Claiming the Blessing, a gay advocacy group based at All Saints Episcopal Church in Pasadena. Both are looking forward to Gene Robinson's elevation to bishop, and both have been in the church long enough that they say they remember the upheaval now almost 30 years ago over ordaining women to the priesthood. Lee Walker, though, says there's one critical difference in this fight.
When you look at the gay community, you've got a different situation because the people who are opposed to it are saying not only would this be a break with tradition and they think a change in a doctrinal stand, but they're saying it has to do with morality. These are sinful, bad people doing sinful, bad things. And the church is talking about making them role models.
He says that much of the discomfort with the notion of homosexuality, both inside and outside the church, is based in ancient times when we had a different understanding of homosexuality.
We also realize now that the ancient people did not understand that there was a homosexual orientation. They thought it was straight people willfully going against their God-given nature and doing something perverse. The gay community today is saying, for us not to engage in same-sex relationships is to go against our nature.
Karen, what do these two think is going to happen if Gene Robinson is elected? It is a very divisive issue.
It's true. But Susan Russell says that 30 years from now, we will look at this in a different perspective.
My expectation is that we'll look back at 2003 as another step forward on the journey towards full inclusion of all the people in the body of Christ.
And Lee Walker says what will make the difference is one-on-one interaction.
You can argue it and argue it and argue it, but until you meet and get to know the person you're arguing about, you're never going to settle the question. Most people who had objected to the women originally found these made good priests who caused parishes to grow and served Christ, and you just can't argue with that.
So what they're saying is this is like a lot of other things. The concept is going to be scarier than the actual thing when it gets here.
Yeah. I asked Susan Russell what she'd say to those people who, like Archbishop Jensen, are horrified at the idea of having a gay bishop within the church and are perhaps contemplating leaving it because of this, and here's what she told me.
We as a church have had a long history of singing together in really diverse voices that make up a wonderful harmony, and I would encourage them to claim that history and not listen to the voices of fear and schism around them, but say instead, moving forward on this issue really is claiming our history and our tradition of being a prophetic voice for justice and the gospel, and we're going to be stronger as a result of it.
All right, Karen, thank you for those interviews. The votes to make Gene Robinson a bishop and to bless same-sex unions are coming in a few days at this Episcopal Convention. We'll see what happens. Thanks.
You're welcome.